Hello everybody. This afternoon I'm continuing my theme of talking to people who've got something to do with the talking newspaper, because sometimes I think, you know, we hear the voices and we're not quite sure what goes on, you know, behind them and what the connection with the paper is. So today I'm talking to Heather Wilson, and she has got Tomlinson right through her DNA, so she knows an awful lot about a lot of things, and the talking newspaper is only one of the strings to her bow. So could I ask you, Heather, to start off with, how did you become interested in the talking newspaper, and then what do you do on behalf of the newspaper now?
Well, many years ago, Janie Roundtree worked for Douglas. She was a lovely lady. She lived up Stansfield Road, next door to Peter, the undertaker.
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, she died suddenly. And after that, I got in touch with Rod Wainwright, who was the chairman at the time, or he was the one who'd begun it all with Lions Club. And he said, yes, of course you can, Heather. So I went along to the first recording, and it started from there.
You were there at the first recording?
No, my first recording.
Your first recording,
not
right.
The first recording.
Right.
I have a newspaper photograph, an article here, I don't know whether John's seen it, from the 4th of November 1994. And it was sowing the seeds for a brighter future. Talking Newspaper Committee takes shape. Now, this was led by Rod Wainwright, and it has on, it shows a photograph. Brian Lomax, his wife was a teacher, Janie Roundtree, Barbara Rudman, Rod Wainwright, I'm trying to think who the next one is. Albert Booth, Dylan Flaherty, and Sylvia Pryor, and George Pattinson.
Right.
This is 1994. And after that, they went on to better things. And it's still increasing. It's been good. Now, I have one here. Another one which shows George Pattinson and Rosemary Grindell recording the latest issue of Tomlinson Talking Newspaper. Now that would be long after 1994. We used to record, when I began, up above the laundrette on Burnley Road in a flat.
Oh yeah.
And the, don't ask me what he's called, I can't remember his name now, but the technician was wonderful, and they lived in the top floor, and this small group of us went there and recorded news that had been it had been all written down or decided for us by one or other of the committee.
I see. Yeah.
Now he moved to Liggett, and then we moved with him up to an attic in this big house in Liggett. And recorded there. And then, unfortunately, we had to move again. And this time, it was to Rod's shop on Halifax Road. Now then, I don't know whether you remember the shop he had. A bookshop.
Not where the bookshop is now, the one that's closed down.
No.
No, it's a different one. Yeah.
It's where Blazers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to record in the office there. It was wonderful. It was. We did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we used to be able to look at all the things he had for sale and choose what we could get for Christmas presents.
Right.
Unfortunately, we had to move from there when he sold the shop.
Yeah.
From there, we went to the grammar school, or Fernie Lee School, as it should be known. Uh-huh. And we recorded in a very tiny little storeroom. I think it was the chemistry lab.
All right.
And we go in there, two of us at a time. In between, in the ordinary chemistry lab, you could look out over the Vale of Todmorden. And you could look out at Burnley Road and Centerville Park, Mons Mill. It was lovely. It really was.
Yeah. I remember it well, yeah.
We used to have, in that tiny little room, egg boxes, the old big, large egg boxes size, on the wall. And over the top, we had carpet. To
deaden
keep
the
it.
Sound.
It was good. It was good, John.
Right.
Now, that is a photograph of George Pattinson and Rosemary Grindel taken within that room.
Within that room? Good
yes.
Heavens. Yeah.
It's only, it was only small.
Yeah, but beautifully formed.
Yes. And then, of course, we stayed there for quite some time, but we had to move again. We went to the endowed school.
Yeah.
And at the endowed school, it was the bottom floor. And, of course, you would remember this, John, I'm sure. You may have gone there when some of us were recording. And it was good. But by that time, we had two teams to record, one every other month.
So it had grown a bit by this time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it had.
Right.
Please don't ask me who they all were. I can't remember.
No, no.
We never really met the other side. I think we were A side because we started in December and then we were on again in February. Every other month. So we didn't meet any of the others at all. Not like we had in the old days, no.
Right. So your job was to read the sort of news items, was it?
Yes, we had the news items.
Right.
And we had one person who edited the news to give it to us, as they still do now.
Right. Do you get warning of it? Do you have to practice? You don't do it sort of.
Well, let
off
me
the cuff?
Put it this way. Originally, when I got the articles. Mm-hmm. And you have a sheet and it tells you as well who's recording on it and what items each one of you is going to record from the introduction to the end. And it now, of course, introduces you as well at the beginning.
Mm.
We used to get that sheet, but there was only one team. So we took it in turns to read. And we worked as a team, all of us. It was good. I'm not saying it isn't now, but we don't see our other team at all. And I've seen so many different ones on the one that I'm on, which is good, and yet it's sad as well. I don't know whether you knew Jean Barron or know Jean Barron.
I know the name, yes. Yes.
Her and her husband, Colin, lived at Rochdale Road. Well, Jean was used to record the news as well, and her husband was the treasurer. And in winter, she used to say to the listeners, "Now, don't forget, it's cold, put your thermals on." Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So that's why I try and do the same as what Jean did, because we have to make it light, if possible, for our listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Keep them interested and keep them happy. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And Jean then retired from it, as well as Colin. And then we got a new committee up, including Douglas Simpson. And he did extremely well. And then he's moved on, and we have Paul.
Yeah, Paul Suthers.
Who's been good because he can deal with it from both sides. He's very, very good, is Paul. And he edits the paper for when I record.
I see, yeah.
Now, at the moment, I think there are four of us on our team who now record, of course, at Rumfield Baptist. Quite different from where we've been before.
Yes, you've had a really checkered history, haven't you?
We have had a checkered history.
Yeah. And you've stuck with it all this time.
Well, they've stuck with me. I said, yes, please, if I can. If you'll have me, yes, I will. You see, my father, during the war, he didn't go to war, but he worked on the railways. And unfortunately, during the blackout, he had an accident and he lost his sight for a short time.
Right.
But he lost his sight. And I never forgot about that,
right.
John.
So that was your lead in, your interest. Yes.
Yes, it was. Because my father always said, if you remember him, always said, your eyesight is very precious.
Yes.
Look after it.
Yes.
And he also told me, he said, even though if you cannot see, you have touch and you can hear.
You can hear, yeah.
There are always some of the things that will...
That will compensate.
Oh, yes.
To a degree.
Always, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So they continue to allow me to record. And thanks to Janie, bless her, who was a lovely lady, Janie Rowntree. Sad that she had to pass away. But the team have accepted me ever since.
Hmm.
They have.
Yeah.
And of course, Rod was always good. And he lives down south now, so we're not in touch with him.
Not the same, no.
No.
Right. Okay.
Don't know what else to tell you about.
Well, thank you, Helen, Heather. That's been really interesting. And I can see now how you did become interested to start with and how that interest has carried on all these years.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, our readers must be extremely grateful for all the hard work you do and the dedication that you've shown. So thanks for that. And we'll leave it at that just for now. I hope that's...
Can I just say something?
Oh, yes,
there's,
go on.
A lady and gentleman who live up Roy Street, and the lady has started losing her sight, and she gets a talking newspaper, and they walk past my house, and sometimes if I meet them in town, she will say, oh, Heather, we do enjoy the talking newspaper.
Good.
It is so good.
Yeah, well, it is, isn't it? It's good to have this positive feedback. Yes.
It is, yeah. It is. So I convey that to...
Whoever you meet.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And dare I say that we have a very, very good technician in Trevor.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
is my team's technician.
Right, yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, we are blessed, yes. And it may be I shall talk to him at some point later in the future.
Oh,
right.
Please, yeah. Yes.
So thank you, Heather.